everyone, and you're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. So stay tuned. Everyone, and welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 76, and we're sitting here and we're going to discuss if your partner has severe trust issues and how to deal with that, okay, or how to tell if they do, okay, because that's important. It's very important, and a lot of times people will end a relationship, or they'll end a friendship, they'll end a work relationship, all of it. It doesn't matter, because of other people's severe trust issues. Right now, when you think about trust issues, you have to consider what it is, the background and history of each individual that you're discussing. Now, if you're dating someone, okay, or you might even already be in a semi-new relationship or a relationship or a marriage, it doesn't matter. Honestly, it could be any of the above. At the same time, when you're dating someone is when you want to know how much trust they have towards you. And they will show you. A lot of people will say a lot of words and they speak all highly. And they're like, oh, I do this and I'm badass at this. And I have a great ego and all this stuff. And you're like, okay, who cares? Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's everybody. Okay, who cares? Nobody cares about that. What they care about is how you treat them. And if you have a big ego, most of the time you will mistreat somebody because you live off your ego instead of living appropriately and treating people appropriately. What you've learned how to do is mistreat people because you're living in your ego and you think you're better than everyone else. The thing of it is you may be better at one thing, and that's the job you do, and that's it. Other than that, you're not good at anything. And so that doesn't make you well-rounded as a human being. So consider that. If you want to be well-rounded as a human being, okay, and allow people to trust you, you have to trust others. A lot of people that have big egos don't trust others. They are extremely, extremely right on top of trying to misjudge someone immediately. They'll create conflict. They will start an argument immediately. Or if they're drinking too much, or if they're on some type of drug or something like that, they will try a hundredfold to cause a conflict within you or your dynamic, or downgrade you as a person or your date, you know, as a date or as a partner. They will make it so hard for you to even like them as a person. So these are really big red flags and warning signs that you need to really consider and understand if you're hearing them in the dating phase and now you're in a relationship. Well, you know what? You have a choice. You can always leave. You don't have to stay with that person. You know what I mean? At the same time, if you're dating somebody online, let's get to the topic of discussion, specific situations and scenarios. If you're talking to someone online and they refuse to show you their face, or they will not call you, or they will not, do not talk to them. They are an imposter. Okay. Seriously, that's a bunch of BS. Or they have some severe insecurities. And that's a huge red flag. They are hiding a lot, and that says a lot. And that is a message to you to leave them. Okay. They have some of their own situations that they need to take care of, and they need to, go work on themselves and heal. And then they can come back and they'll be like, oh, okay. Now, I'm not saying everyone has to FaceTime people all the time, but if somebody won't give you a quick call and FaceTime you, if you're from a distance from them, it's because they're not who they say they are. You can have any of your friends, or they can have any of their friends talking to you from their phone without you knowing it. Because I've had people do that to me. I went to the bathroom and somebody picked up my phone and was talking to somebody I was talking to and texting them a message. I caught them doing it as I walked back in the room. And because they were jealous that I was talking to someone else. And then this other person, the message that they sent them, they thought it was me. They got upset and then they decided that I said something and I did it, which I didn't. But you see what I'm saying? Like, there are so many people out there in the world that are really twisted and jacked. And it has to do with envy and jealousy and spitefulness and ego. Once you learn how to not have jealousy, ego, and spitefulness, within yourself, and you heal, then you're able to be able to be loved, and you're able to love others. But and I'm dead serious, and it's very, very, very important, and it's vital to living the best life. Okay, you can live a good life, sure. But who wants to live a good life? You want to live your best life, okay? And that's what it's all about. Your best life is what it's all about. Not, oh, I lived a life. It was cool. Well, okay. How exciting is that? It's not. Lame. Boring. Okay. No. 10 times. You know, how many times can we say that? No. You want to live your best life. So think about what that means to you. What's living your best life mean to you? And then make that happen. The thing of it is you can't live your best life if you're not healing from what happened to you as a child or young adult or an adult or family members, you know, who are always like, no, you can't do this, or no, you're a piece of crap, or who makes you think you're special? Well, you know what? Okay, you gotta separate yourself from the naysayers. People that are just downright rude and untrustworthy, not trusting you, make up assumptions, make up lies, create conflict on purpose because they're insecure. Those are the people who have extreme insecurities within inside themselves. And if it resonates with you, then that's something you need to understand, that that's what's happening to you. That's something that needs to be worked on. And I'm not saying you're a horrible person, but I'm saying you treat other people as though they are horrible when they're not a lot of times. And you need to self-reflect and get the help you need so you can stop doing that. Because all you're doing is creating negative karma for yourself, and you're just continuously living a path of BS that is not even real. So consider that. People's lives are affected by those who create conflict on purpose with every intent to create conflict and lie. And a lot of people who don't trust do that. And they do it, and they go and they'll start a lie and go blasphemize everyone and tell it and spread it around everywhere as though it's reality when it's not. What they're doing is they're creating their own negative karma, like tenfold, a millionfold, and it's going to come right back at their ass. Because when people get to know different people, they see that that's total bullshit. You know, it's like, okay, you guys, seriously. What happens also is if you listen to someone who is constantly talking down about someone else, then you're listening to the wrong type of person. Those people that are constantly talking down about someone else have some problems. Unless this person has, like, you know, committed some severe crime, like they killed somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm serious. Like, there's no reason for somebody to randomly start talking about someone in a negative way. And even so, it's none of your business. You know, like, leave other people's business to themselves. Don't prejudge. Listen to what people are saying. If someone is in the dating phase, you guys, if someone is doing this to you and they're being so rude and they're not trusting you, and that's being rude. That's part of being rude. If you're not trusting that person and they're being completely honest with you, because you made up your own BS story about how you think everyone should be and they're not being the way you think they should be. So you decide on your own that, you know, that they're not trustworthy. Well, think about why it is that you don't trust them and why you think they need to be somebody else besides themselves. Because most of the time, that's what people do. They want everyone else to be somebody else. They're not. When someone accepts you for who you are and you know, that's when you trust somebody. It's like, otherwise, you don't trust them. So why do you want to stay around somebody that doesn't accept you for who you are? You don't. Okay, especially if they have their own negative intentions and they're envious and jealous. That's one, you know, a couple of ways that you want to make sure that you recognize and you leave. Okay, you leave that situation behind. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be anyone. But that's my point. And it can be really tough to leave some of the people that we completely are blindsided by the fact that they don't trust you and they are acting out. And the thing of it is it's best to explain to them what they're doing and give them the option to alter their behaviors in a more positive manner. And then follow through. See if they follow through and follow through and make sure that they do if they say they're going to. And if they're not, then you really need to consider why you're still together or if you're going to stay together or if you are ever going to date them again. Does that make sense? And you don't want a big toxic person around you because that's just disgusting and filthy. Okay, you're going to live a filthy life. Your toxicity is going to be huge. You're going to be stressed all day, every day, because they're going to come in and tell you some stupid bullshit. Then you're like, what? You know, so just consider who it is that you're dating. Consider who it is that's lying to you. Consider who it is that is causing chaos or spreading rumors. If people spread rumors, like, you know, about you or talk about you to other people, even in front of you, I mean, that's toxicity right there at its finest. Egotistical people, even doing it to your face is just absurd and sad. And it's all because they're very insecure within themselves and jealous and envious most of the time. And so consider that whether you're a woman or man, it doesn't matter. A lot of healing to be done. So anyway, if you want to sign up with me and, learn how to heal and move forward, then do that. You know, you can go to my website at carolhelmore.com. Check it out. And, you know, I love you guys. I'm not here to judge, but I am here to explain to you the truth. And I'm a truth teller. I see right through people's BS. I've had people try to accuse me of stuff that was complete BS. Like, they made stuff up on their own. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't do nothing. And then they decided that all this stuff happened. You're like, okay, who is psycho? Like, it makes you want to say, are you fucking psycho? You know, like, you really have some serious problems as a person. You know, regardless of if it's just someone you know. Does that make sense? So, vengeful people, if you're vengeful, you really need to consider that, getting some help as well. Because that's not a good trait to have either. It is also a learning experience to not be vengeful, not to lie about, and not to start rumors, and not to gossip, and not to create situations out of nowhere and overthink situations, which creates chaos and conflict within your mind, your own mindset, which creates conflict in the person you're dealing with also, because you throw that at them, you project that to your partner. Okay, regardless of who it is, it's real and it happens all the time. Now, if you really are in love with someone and they're doing this, you know, that can become an abusive relationship. So you need to really consider, you know, if you want to be in an abusive relationship or what. Do you want to stay in an abusive relationship? No. So don't. Okay, and let these people learn that's not accepted. Behaviors like this are not accepted. You're not going to accept it because you love yourself enough to say, no, I'm not accepting this. And if you're not going to alter your behavior and you think you're right all the time, then you have major issues and it's over. And you need to walk away from somebody. So consider that. If they're willing to work on their behaviors and they show that they are and they actually follow through with everything and they actually alter their behaviors and not for a couple weeks or a month or two and then go back to being who they were before. Because that's what most people do. They're like, oh yeah, I'll fix it. And they're a bunch of liars. And then they show you, oh yeah, I've been doing this. Oh, and then all of a sudden, they're back to their same ways again. So watch people's mannerisms, because that's important. Without you watching that, and don't just throw it to the side and be like, oh, yeah, you always say this. You know, if you always say you're going to do something, obviously you've been asking them to alter their behaviors more than one time. So if they're not altering them and you keep bringing it up, you need to really consider why you're still together. Is it worth it? Can you handle that for the rest of your life? You know what I mean? Because we live to be 100. So my point is, hell the F no. No. That's not appropriate behavior, and that is not something that is acceptable. And if they don't alter their behaviors, then they need to be left alone. And then maybe they'll think about that another time when they hit rock bottom. Then maybe they'll find God and say, oh, I am this way. Maybe I do. Maybe it is me. Maybe I do need to alter my behaviors, you know, and then they will. At the same time, it doesn't matter anymore. Once you're out together, who cares? It's not your responsibility to keep tabs on anyone else or your exes, so don't. I don't. Nobody else should either. You're like, there's no reason to keep tabs on people. You need to move forward and understand that that's important. All right. Your happiness is important and you're number one. Okay. What do you want to do with your life? You want to be with somebody that's positive and has your back and supports you and shows you that they love you and not the opposite. So consider that. All right. Anyone who blasphemizes you, talks behind your back, sets you up, tries to be rude, talks to you behind your back in front of you to other people. Yeah, that's not okay either. Makes up lies and stories like they really need to get a life, and they need to understand that they probably could be intoxicated. They might be on some type of drug. That might be their medication. It could just be their bipolar. You know, I mean, it could be a medical ailment. There are many different reasons for this, but at the same time, your mental state of mind is extremely important, and you cannot change somebody else. They have to alter their own behaviors. Does that make sense? They need to change themselves. You will never change another human being. They have to change themselves. And the only time people change themselves is when they hit a state of real sadness because, you know, it is what it is. Something traumatic happens to them and they hit that stage. And then they're like, okay, well, a lot of people don't get out of that trauma stage. And a lot of people do. I'm someone to explain that you can get out of the trauma stage, but you just need to heal. But at the same time, you need to understand what the trauma stage was, what you're healing from, and why you want to get out of it and why you want to continue living a good life, and you start your life in a better manner each day. That's why I always say you have the opportunity to wake up in the morning and start a new life. You know, your new life, your better life, your best life. And it takes time to do that, but you can do it. It's up to you. It all starts with you. You have to be with somebody who trusts you, though. And if they don't trust you, then you know what? You have nothing. You have no foundation of any type whatsoever, and is doomed to fail. So consider that. That's probably one of the most important parts of a foundation that I can explain. All right. If you lose trust in your partner, most people never gain that back, and that's fine. You don't have to. You move on. You heal from it and move on. You do have to discuss it, though, and you have to You know, forgiveness is key. Also, I'm going to share that. And it's not saying what they did was correct. It doesn't mean what they said or how they treated you was appropriate in any way. It just means that they have no power over your feelings at all, period, because they don't. You are the one that gets to turn around and go live a new life while they can suffer in their own sorrows of shit because they created it. Does that make sense? So let them. That's not your problem. They're your problem to fix. Let them go fix themselves and get pissed and come at you and whatever. There are lots of people do that. You know, it is what it is, but it's not your problem. You need to just turn around and be like, you know what? Peace out. And go live the best life you can, all right? I understand that. So important, so vital. Trust is everything. If you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship, okay? Very, very, muy importante, okay? All right, y'all. I am going to leave it at that for right now. Thanks for joining with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you have a super fabulous day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk soon. Okay, night, night.